The transition from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado is supposed to take about 15 months, but not all BLM staff are moving west. Assistant Interior Secretary Joe Baelish said that 61 positions connected to budget, regulatory affairs, the Freedom of Information Act, and congressional affairs will stay in the nation's capital. 166 positions that report directly to D.C. are already spread across the West.
There were 74 positions that we identified as no longer being necessary at the national level, and so those positions have been reallocated to the state. There are 27 positions associated with the director, the deputy director for operations, and the assistant directors of the Bureau that will relocate to Grand Junction.
Another 222 D.C. positions will be assigned to state offices, like the head of the Oregon and California Timber Program, for example.
Most of the program staff are out in Oregon, and the head of that program is right here in Washington, D.C. It makes much more sense for that position to be located with the rest of the program staff out there in Oregon.
Baelish said the benefits of the move include reducing transportation and leasing costs, senior staff mentoring opportunities, and putting key decision makers closer to the lands they manage. U.S. Republican Senator Cory Gardner has been lobbying hard for this move. According to a timeline posted on his website, Gardner raised the idea at a Senate Energy and Natural Resources hearing in June 2016 and introduced the Bureau of Land Management Headquarters Act the following May. Congressman Scott Tipton, also a Republican and representative of Colorado's 3rd District, introduced the companion bill in the House. The website congress.gov indicates that the act didn't gain much traction, but apparently it didn't have to. Both former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and current Chief David Bernhardt had been keen on the idea of moving the agency someplace out west. Bernhardt first announced the planned move in April 2018 without naming a location. Baelish said that before Bernhardt was confirmed as DOI director, the agency had looked at costs and benefits associated with staying in D.C. and leaving.
What we found was because of the incredibly high costs of real estate and lease costs, as well as the locality pay differential that employees in the D.C. metro area receive, that moving the headquarters to another location was going to result in a significant savings almost regardless of where we might put the headquarters.
Advocacy groups cite physical discrepancies, lack of transparency, and concerns about the impact on decision-making as reasons to oppose the move. George Stone, board member of the Public Lands Foundation, is concerned that the move will dismantle the agency.
This is highly unusual to dismantle a functioning headquarters office. And frankly, to remove headquarters, senior management and staff positions and disperse them elsewhere in the organization.
Stone added that PLF has not seen a business case justifying the relocation. He questions the costs involved.
Why is it for the organization would it make sense to do all this? Is it efficiency? Is it effectiveness? We don't know. What are the problems they're trying to solve?
Jason O'Neill, deputy director of Western Values Project, a public lands group based in Montana, said that moving key BLM positions out west will not change the fact that public lands policy decisions are made by agencies in Washington, D.C.
When we talk about decisions that impact those public lands and folks out west, we're losing an important component in allowing that collaboration and that input to happen.
O'Neill is also concerned about money already spent on the relocation. WVP claims that $14 million was spent in fiscal year 2018 on the reorganization proposal, but does not know exactly where that money went. Interior has requested another $27 million, but that has not yet been allocated.
Most of these agencies have a fair amount of discretion as to how to spend the money that's been appropriated unless it's confined to a line item for a specific purpose.
That's Jeff Rook, Pacific Director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, a public employee advocacy group. He said that some of the money that Interior is using for the move has already been allocated and is coming out of BLM's general operating funds.
As to how much BLM is going to spend, I don't exactly know, but they appear to be rushing it so that they have it in place before it can be vetoed or blocked in the upcoming appropriation bill for FY 2020, which begins October 1.
George Stone said that about $5 million is available for the relocation based on 2019 appropriations. The BLM plans to complete the relocation within the next 15 months, but the agency still does not have a permanent director.
As a matter of fact, there's not even a nominee to be the director of the BLM. And so a department that is proposing to do, you know, major things like change its headquarters, you would think you'd have a director that was making that decision and explaining it and be for reasons that are readily understood both to the employees and to the public, but that's not the case.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.